Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the little ones." Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The Gospel of the Lord.
The last two times I had the 4 o'clock mass on the weekend, I was whisked off to the hospital immediately after the mass. So pray for me that I will make it through here this afternoon. This is a wonderful holiday for us. We're very proud of our nation, rightly so. I'd like to make a few remarks about what's necessary to have brought about a nation such as ours that we can truly be proud of. And I'm reminded of a famous quote from Lord Byron, an English historian of the 19th century. He said, "Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely." Well, that sounds so pessimistic, and it is, but it's also, unfortunately, true. And I was thinking about what makes our nation a great nation. And I thought of five communities within our nation that are so critical for it being a great nation. And there's probably more than that, but the ones that come to my mind I think, first of all, the financial community. How important it is that the wealth of the nation be shared, especially with those who have not. And I was thinking of the political society, how critical it is that those who have power in the political arena use that power for the good of the nation or the state or the community. And I also was thinking about the church, the religious community, because unfortunately we are aware, especially in recent times in our own Catholic religious community, how at times that power was misused and led to the abuse of young people. How critical it is with the military. Just imagine what it would have been like if the U.S. military did not engage the Nazis in the last century. The horror of Hitler's Nazi Germany. And the community that protects us day to day in our society. The police, the law enforcement community. And I'd like to just say a few words about that. Because recently, sometimes our law community looks bad in particular situations. And if there are situations that require that, that's fine. But just personally, I'm old now. I'm getting close to 90. But all my years, I've lived in a society that's been very safe and very well protected. And that's wonderful. And that's a tribute to the law enforcement community. We need them so desperately. As a pastor, I think of, I'll just give you a couple examples. One day at one of my parishes, someone came to the door, opened up the door, and a woman stood there who was incredibly badly beaten. And her face was just horror to look at. She was beaten by her husband. When the husband came to the parish door, we said, no, you can't come in and you can't see her again until we get help for her. But that's where the police protect you in situations like that. Or another, it was a simple thing, but a 12-year-old girl was alone at night. Her father was on a business trip and her sister was away at school, and her mother was drinking heavily and was going berserk. And she called the rectory, went over and said, I won't leave her here. But that's where the law community is so much help. And my niece has worked for over 30 years with Hamilton County Child Protection Agency. And for a while, for about 25 of those years, she had to drive downtown at night And if a call came in where you had to go to the family and visit it, you needed police protection to go and walk in to this situation for which you were called. And of course, I think most of us know that one of the most dangerous things for law enforcement is to be called in a domestic violence situation. So it seems to me that day after day, 24 hours a day, the law enforcement community protects us, safeguards us, serves us so faithfully and so well. There are times when the law enforcement community is faced with a sudden decision that has to be made right on the spot, and sometimes the decision is not a good decision. I would not want that job that the police have today. And it's a good thing that such situations are addressed. But when we look back over all our years of living here in the Cincinnati community and how much wonderful service and good the law enforcement community has provided for us, I think it's time for us to primarily not criticize, but fill our hearts with gratitude for the risks they've taken so that we can live in peace and security.